Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation associates itself with the statements delivered by the Non-Aligned Movement, the Arab Group, and the African Group, and wishes to add the following remarks in its national capacity. Nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation are mutually reinforcing. In fact, non-proliferation as an objective derives its legitimacy from disarmament. Yet, the current situation reflects an unsustainable and widening gap regarding the implementation of these two pillars. Non-nuclear weapon states who have already shouldered their responsibilities and invested enormous efforts and resources to implement their side of the bargain are being asked to undertake further non-proliferation obligations, while existing nuclear disarmament obligations continue to be undermined and neglected by the nuclear weapon states. The IAEA reports on the implementation of NPT-related safeguards clearly reveal that almost all non-nuclear weapon states continue to fully comply with their obligations through implementing their respective comprehensive safeguards agreements. Nonetheless, it is still extremely alarming that the treaty regime continues to suffer an extended failure to achieve its universality. The conference must reiterate its call upon all states not yet party to the treaty to accede to the treaty at the earliest date. In particular, the outcomes of this review cycle have to restate the calls on Israel to join the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state without further delay and to subject its nuclear facilities to full-scope IAEA safeguards. Moreover, the outcomes have to include a clear reaffirmation of the previous obligations on the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East in implementation of the relevant 1995 resolution, and a clear acknowledgement of the positive and constructive outcomes of the UN conference convened pursuant to UNGA Resolution 73/546, which represents the most tangible and practical effort on the implementation of the said 1995 resolution to date. My delegation intends to present its proposals on this matter in a more detailed manner during the session dedicated to Cluster 2 specific issues. While every effort must be made by all states' parties to accelerate achieving the treaty's universality, we have regrettably witnessed actions that lead to the opposite direction by providing incentives and exemptions for nuclear cooperation with states that have not acceded to the treaty. Such actions further undermine the treaty's relevance and credibility and violate previously agreed commitments. Mr. Chairman, the IAEA's CSAs, Comprehensive Safeguards Agreements, are the fundamental component of the treaty and the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime. As the only standard legal requirement for nuclear verification under the treaty, Comprehensive Safeguards Agreements play a crucial role in its implementation and help create an environment conducive to nuclear cooperation. It is necessary to make a clear distinction between the legal obligations stipulated in the NPT and other voluntary confidence-building measures. Such voluntary undertakings cannot be turned into legal obligations under the treaty. In this context, Egypt strongly rejects any attempts to impose any additional non-proliferation obligations that go beyond Article 3. Proposals that strive to link instruments such as the voluntary additional protocol to the treaty's obligations represent an unacceptable breach to the delicate balance that the grand bargain of the treaty aims to achieve. Mr. Chairman, new types of nuclear partnerships that involve the transfer of large quantities of weapon-grade fissile material from nuclear weapon states to non-nuclear weapon states pose an unprecedented challenge to the non-proliferation regime and set precedents that will have far-reaching ramifications to the IAEA safeguard system. Such arrangements and their impacts need to be sufficiently examined by the NPT Review Conference and at the IAEA in an inclusive and transparent manner. Moreover, nuclear sharing arrangements in conjunction with vertical nuclear proliferation measures are completely inconsistent with the treaty's spirit and objectives and should be unambiguously reversed and renounced as an essential step towards achieving the agreed objectives under both the non-proliferation and the disarmament pillars. For decades, the non-aligned movement non-nuclear weapon states have questioned the legitimacy of nuclear sharing arrangements, that they did not block agreement on outcome documents at NPT meetings is in no way an indication of their acceptance of nuclear sharing arrangements. It has been claimed that nuclear sharing arrangements have contributed to non-nuclear non-proliferation by incentivizing beneficiary states not to develop their own nuclear weapons. Such claims could lead to arguments that these states acceded to the NPT in bad faith. Moreover, such claims represent an open invitation to any non-nuclear weapon state that does not participate in such arrangements to withdraw from the treaty and develop its own nuclear weapons. There is no doubt that eliminating the deployment of nuclear weapons outside national borders and their stationing in the territories of non-nuclear weapon states is a necessary step towards diminishing the role of nuclear weapons as agreed in the previous outcomes of this conference. We remain confident that this review cycle can and should address all these questions and concerns in the most objective and balanced manner, and we assure all states parties of our full cooperation to reach the satisfactory outcome that we all aspire for. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.